This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. Trump loyalist and political operator Roger Stone was sentenced Thursday in a case marked by an extraordinary move from Attorney General William Barr and tweets from the president. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
Stone is now facing 40 months in federal prison after being convicted last year of witness tampering, lying to Congress, and other charges. Justice Department prosecutors originally recommended a 7 to 9 year sentence, but Barr backed off that following complaints from President Trump. Judge Amy Berman Jackson said Stone merited a significant sentence, but said the 7 to 9 year recommendation was excessive. The 67-year-old Stone's lawyers asked for no prison time, citing his age, health, and lack of a criminal record. He's the sixth Trump associate or advisor convicted on charges stemming from the special counsel's Russia probe. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Donald Trump expressed hope that Roger Stone will get a new trial and be exonerated, but as VOA's Steve Herman reports, he stopped short of saying whether or not he would pardon Stone.
The president, speaking in Las Vegas to former prison inmates reentering society, said he hopes a judge will agree with him that Stone deserves a new trial because one of the jurors allegedly posted anti-Trump material on social media.
It's my strong opinion that the forewoman of the jury, the woman who was in charge of the jury, is totally tainted.
Trump added, he'll let the process play out for now, but at some point will decide whether to intervene using his presidential clemency powers. Steve Herman, VOA News at the White House.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. China's National Health Commission said Friday the number of coronavirus infections increased again Thursday after declining in recent days. The commission said it had nearly 900 confirmed new cases of the virus, up from just under 400 on Wednesday. The death toll in China has reached more than 2,200. Meanwhile, South Korea reported another 52 cases of coronavirus infection. However, the World Health Organization said Thursday that the trend of infections continues to decline. Hundreds of people gathered in Berlin and other cities in Germany for vigils to remember the victims of a mass shooting that left 9 people dead. German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier told those gathered in Hanau, the site of the killings, that the attack has left Germans speechless, sad, and angry.
Fassungslos. Das macht uns traurig.
He said, what has happened is what we all feared deeply, which is to lose loved ones. In Berlin, mourners gathered and lighted candles in front of the Brandenburg Gate. A 43-year-old German who posted a manifesto calling for the complete extermination of many races or cultures in our midst shot and killed 9 people of foreign background, many of them Turkish, in an attack on a hookah bar and other sites in the Frankfurt suburb. He was later found dead at his home, along with his mother. Authorities said they were treating the rampage as an act of domestic terrorism. The state of New Mexico is suing Google for allegedly collecting personal data generated by school children. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The lawsuit claims Google is using its education services package as a way to spy on the internet usage of children and their families. Attorney General Hector Balderas says tracking student data without parental consent is not only illegal under the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, it's also dangerous. He says Google is gathering physical locations, websites visited, videos watched, contact lists, and saved passwords. Google says the claim is wrong and that its G Suite for Education package allows schools to control account access and requires parental consent. A similar lawsuit was settled with the state of New York. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The United Nations said Thursday it's very alarmed about the safety and protection of more than 3 million civilians in Idlib and its surrounding areas in Syria. According to the UN, hostilities are now approaching densely populated areas such as Idlib and Bab al-Hawa border crossing, which is among one of the key lifelines to Syrian refugees. I'm David Byrne, VOA News.